A movie analysis finds depictions of explicit and graphic suicides tripled from 1950 to 2006. At about the same time, the number of teen suicides in real life tripled. The study was done by Pennsylvania's Annenberg Public Policy Center. Lead researcher Patrick Jameson says they rated the explicitness of suicide.
We rated suicidal behavior content in the movie each time it happened, and we rated it on a scale of 0 to 4. And basically, the more of the behavior that's shown, the higher the number is that it got rated at. And we find a dramatic increase over time on the average level of explicitness of suicide behavior content in movies, which is explicitness of suicide.
At about the same timeline as the explicitness of movie suicides grew, there was also a big increase in the number of real-life teen suicides. Jameson says there's a component to this of concern. The Motion Picture Association of America's ratings don't distinguish between the most explicit suicides.
And so if you're a parent and you're wondering what your kids are, you know, what their media diet is and what movies they're seeing, you could say, okay, my kid's 14 years old, must be okay to see a PG-13 movie. Well, it turns out that there's no difference between the most explicit suicides between PG-13 and R, which tells me as a researcher that the system's not doing its job.
We've reached out to the Motion Picture Association for comment, and so far our calls have not been returned.